Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Global Gospel, stay tuned and be blessed. God bless you this Saturday afternoon. You are listening to Global Gospel, and I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. And we're excited to be here another Saturday afternoon. We're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. sharing the good news and the gospel and the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. If you need to tell someone how to contact us from the 1 p.m. until the 2 p.m. hour Eastern Standard Time, you can tell them to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel, and that's how they can reach us via the internet. We are also on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. And so if you look at our Twitter account or our Facebook account, Global Gospel, you can just click on the link that is there, and it will direct you to our show. And all our shows are archived, so you can listen at any time. If you would like to email us, you can email us at global gospel17@gmail.com. If you'd like to call us, you can call us at 516-481-3187 and leave us a message. If you would like to write us using the Postal Service, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331, Hempstead, New York. And the zip is 11550. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. That first song was Hold On, the Walls Group. And we encourage you on this first Saturday in the month of February to hold on. And we know that we're only into the second month of the new year, but there has been some good things, some bad things, some ugly things that have happened to us thus far. But hold on and run on and see what the end is going to be. We would like to thank each and every one of you that shared with us for the month of January for our evening inspiration. And we know on for the 31 days of January, we posted an encouraging message or scripture to everyone on Facebook and Twitter. So we thank you, thank you, thank you for participating with that. It is a challenge, but we should challenge ourselves to have more time with God, more time in prayer and Bible reading, because certainly we can strengthen the spirit man by doing such. Our theme here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 3rd verse. It simply says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. The gospel is plain and simple. The good news of Jesus Christ and glad tidings. And if you're lost, then you are missing out on all the benefits there are in Christ Jesus. There's salvation, there's healing, there's deliverance, there's inspiration, there's encouragement. There's a whole family over here on the Lord's side. So we challenge you in 2019 to come over to the Lord's side, because the feast of the Lord is going on over here. And it does not mean that you will never have a bad day, but it just means that if you do have a bad day, you know a good God. Somebody said he's a good God even on a bad day. God sees all and he knows all, and he said he'd never leave us or forsake us. He'd be there with us in 6 troubles, and in 7 shall no evil come nigh us. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you. We do have a special guest sharing with us. She will be with us in just a few minutes, and she has an encouraging word for each and every one that is listening on this afternoon, something to challenge us, and something, as the Walls Group said earlier, something to let us hold on. And certainly we have to, in a day and time like this, we have to hold on to our faith. We have to hold on to God's word. We have to hold on to what we believe in. Tasha Cobb Leonard sings this song, and it simply says, "You know my name." And so we want you to listen to that. We want you to let that get into your spirit as we prepare for our guests. You're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Stay tuned.
And oh, I
God bless you. God bless you. We are back. You have listened to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and our special studio, our special guest is here in studio. God bless you, special guest. How are you?
God bless you. God bless you. I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. So for those of you that don't recognize that voice, tell our listening audience who you are.
I am Minister Denise Stepney, founder of Behind the Mask Ministry in Berkeley, California.
Okay, thank God for Minister Denise Stepney here with us this afternoon, sharing with Global Gospel all the way from the West Coast. Amen. Where there's, I'm sure the weather's a lot warmer there than it is in New York.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It certainly is. We have a beautiful day out here. I'm okay. So sorry for everybody that's not having it, though.
Hey, it is what it is. When you get in your car, it says 5 degrees. It's 5 degrees, you know. You know, you deal with it.
Jesus, couldn't even fathom that.
You just bundle up and thank God that you feel the cold.
Amen. Absolutely, absolutely.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself, Minister Denise Stepney.
Well, I currently serve in ministry at my church, Bethlehem Temple Word of Faith Apostolic Church in Berkeley, California, where my pastor is Bishop Marcus E. Burns. I'm the mother of four children, and thank the Lord, they're all grown, ages 42, 31, if I say it wrong, she'll kill me, 31, 25, and I have a 23-year-old. So I stay busy. Even though they're adults, I stay busy. But I'm just glad that God has seen fit to let me live to see them all grow up. That's a blessing.
That is a blessing. So we thank God for you, and thank God that you are being a mother to those children at all different stages of life. And
yeah.
So when you're not being a mother, which is never, because you're always a mother.
When is that? Tell me. Okay, I need to know. What day is that on?
In addition, maybe I should say, in addition to being a mother, what
yeah.
is going on in ministry?
Well, we have a lot of exciting things going on with Behind the Mask Ministry right now. It's a ministry that God has seen fit to bless me with, but this ministry actually came through birth of someone else's pain. At my church, my pastor allows us in ministry to teach the Sunday school class sometimes. And what had happened was there was a young lady who was teaching the class, and she was on the lesson. And all of a sudden, the lesson just took a shift. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, did anybody else feel that? Something else is going on, because she began to cry out from a whole different total area. And how do you feel when you feel ugly and you feel that you're not accepted and, you know, all these different challenges and struggles that she was talking about. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm sitting here. This is my sister in Christ. We say we're one body fitly joined together. But the irony of that was I didn't feel her pain. And it really bothered me to the point that I couldn't even sleep at night. And that night I went to bed. And when I went to bed, I woke up about 3 a.m. I just heard this voice say, behind the mask. And I'm like, Lord, behind the mask, what are we talking about? These are the issues that are going on behind the mask of praise the Lord, turn around, clap your neighbor, high five them, and, you know, oh, I'm blessed of the Lord and highly favored. And then we all have these internal struggles. So I stay pretty busy with this ministry because I went to my pastor and I said, Bishop, I believe the Lord is calling me into this ministry, Behind the Mask Ministry. And in this ministry, we're going to talk about some of the issues that nobody likes to reveal. The things that we hide behind the mask of, that I'm okay, everything's all right. You know, in a day and age that we live in where there's a high risk of suicide, a high rate of suicide, and I'm not just talking about the world. I'm talking about within the body of Christ that we face these challenges and struggles, you know. And nobody wants the big issue for me is that we all have these struggles and these challenges, but somehow we feel like I'm saved now, everything is good. I'm going to be running in a field of daisies, and life is just good. Honey, that's when the heat gets really turned up. that's when your challenges, the thing that was a molehill, now became a mountain, you know. So I've been pretty busy in this ministry. God has blessed me to have guests come from all over. And when I say blessed, I mean that. They actually come on their own dime, with not an entourage, but they come to be a blessing to the body of Christ and to empower others to their God-given purpose, which we all have. So
wow,
that's who we are Behind the Mask Ministry.
That is that's an awesome story, and it's so much that can be said about that, you know, that I'm sure we can only scratch the surface. But since this ministry has begun, what can you say that causes people? Why do people put on masks? Why can't we just be real with each other?
Well, let's face it. Okay, so we're talking about church. And not even so much in the church world, but even in our own, within our own families, you know.
Right.
We want the family to believe that we have certain strengths in certain areas and that, you know, we're making X amount of dollars, so that means we're good. You know, we have the fancy cars, you know, we have the big house on the hill, and all these things that we feel make up some type of strength in our life, but we don't want to admit, even in the church world, you know, that it's like, you know, we want God to heal our land, but we don't want to admit that the land is infected. And now because my land is infected, I am affecting everything I touch. That means my relationship, that means my marriage, my friendship, everything. Because I don't want to admit that I've got these struggles. Because first of all, we don't want to be put on Front Street.
Right.
We don't want people to know that we're struggling in these areas, whatever area it may be, whether it's drug addiction, sexual addictions, because we all got challenges. But who wants to admit that I need help, God? I need help. I need help because I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with that. Even within the church world, I want everybody to feel like I'm, quote, unquote, so saved. But even in your saved life, you still are not exempt from challenges. And we don't want to be put on Front Street. Sometimes, you know, you let people know about certain things that go on, and a lot of times people talk about this church hurt. Well, you were hurt in the world, too. But it's
right.
How you face those. Come on, man. You were hurt in the world. How did you handle it? Okay, so maybe in the world we could turn to different vices, whether it's drinking, drugs, or whatever. But now we're in church. That's not the place we expect to be wounded at. But his word says, where was I wounded? He gave you a heads up. You're going to get hurt here. You're going to face some challenges. You're not going to be loved by everybody because you're saved. So we have to first admit, I've got a struggle. Now we took that first step. Let's let God know, first of all, Lord, hey, I'm hurt. I'm struggling. I need your strength. I need your help. And then when you admit it, then God can come in and say, okay, let me fix this part up. Remember, we're the clay. He's the potter. He wants to fix us, but we got to admit that we kind of messed up.
I agree. And you said, talk about people saying, you know, they've been hurt in church. And the truth of the matter is, like you said, everyone has been hurt by someone or something. So you're not isolated because you were hurt. People need to get that in their mind that they're not the only one. And sometimes people take on this because it's so intense. And, you know, I get it. It's so intense. If it happened to you, or if it's the first time this has occurred to you, it's so intense to you that you could take on the attitude of woe is me, I'm the only one, blah, 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 blah. And it could happen, but we do have to be careful that we don't get caught up in, you know, that rut. And then we just stay there, and it's no good for anybody. We're not progressing in life, and, you know, we're not helping anyone else around us to progress either, because if someone else comes to you in the same thing, then, you know, you got two people in the rut. Now you have a pity party. And, you know, what does a pity party accomplish, you know? So, you know, I agree with what you said about, you know, you can hurt in the world, hurt in the church. Anywhere you go, you can get hurt, you know. It's just like life. When you learn to ride a bicycle most people have had the experience as a child of learn to ride a bike, and you fall off and you scrape yourself, and you get back up, and you get back on the bike. Now, I don't want to say everybody, because I was talking to a friend one time, and this person was an adult, and they had never learned to ride a bike. But, you know, there are exceptions. and that's a whole other story. So I don't want to bundle everybody in the same book, but when I was learning to ride a bike, you know, whether the bike had training, well, you fall sometimes. And the thing is, you might get scraped up, but you do have to, you know, get back up again. So I definitely understand that. And I think that is an awesome ministry that God has given you behind the mask, because there's certainly things that we do as believers need to deal with, and unbelievers as well. And you talked about would you like to say anything else about that particular ministry? Like, where have your guests, you said people have come to your church to minister on the subject. Where are some of the places that they have come from? Okay, we are going to take a break. Yolanda Adams simply says, "Still I rise." You're listening to Global Gospel. Stay tuned. Difficulty.
I don't know what happened there, but we were talking about the healing of the land, you know, and the thing is that I want people to recognize that it's no shame in recognizing that you have struggles and challenges, you know, but the point of the matter is to be able to talk about it, to be able to get with people that you trust with your challenges and struggles, and that, you know, those very same people hopefully are people that can get prayers through and encourage you and inspire you. Just because you fell, it doesn't mean that you stay on the ground. You know, God is able to pick you up at any point in your life. I'm living witness of that.
Right. I agree. And you talked about prayer. And so what has been a source of strength for yourself and others? Did you find it that people find more strength from they meet in ministry, or is it just their private devotion time, their prayer? What seems to be the general source of strength that people rely on?
Well, you know, I mean, I can't really speak for others, but what I can tell you is that I have a family that actually that family believed in me to the point where they never gave up. They never stopped praying for me. Every time my daughters would go to church, they would say, "Please pray for my mom. Please pray for my mom." I mean, because I was out there. I'm going to tell you, you know, and I didn't get started out there in like my teens. You know what I mean? I was like well into my 40s when I got involved in some serious activity that I never thought at that point in my life that I would be doing. Seriously.
Wow.
I never could have fathomed me getting out in that world. Getting involved in drugs and everything else that I was in, I never could have fathomed that in my mind. I mean, I was raised in a good family, great neighborhood, all the luxuries that, you know, a young black girl could dream of. And so
right.
Here it is now, I found myself getting involved in some activity that I used to talk about. Oh, look at that crackhead over here. Look at that this and that over there. And here I was after going through some troubles in my marriage. First of all, I was saved. I married an unsaved man. First, no. And so that sent me down a spiral that was unbelievable. The things that I went through, you know, the abuse, the verbal abuse, and every other kind of abuse that I suffered in that marriage took me to a very dark place where I couldn't fast anymore. I couldn't pray anymore. I couldn't even think right. Really, I would get down to say the Lord's Prayer, and I couldn't even remember that simple prayer. That's how...
Wow.
twisted the enemy had my mind. So when you talk about being able to understand what people are going through in drug addiction, you know, sexual abuse, I mean, as a young child, me being in foster care and being molested and raped in there, went through that. Then there's the abuse I suffered in that. And it was just one thing after another. But one thing I will say, after everything that I've gone through, my family was there. They never gave up. And I tell people to this day, especially in my ministry, don't give up. Don't stop praying for your daughter, your sons, cousins, nieces, pookie, poo-poo, and all of that. Don't give up. Cause, no, seriously, prayer changes. Promise you, I'm a living testimony. I mean, I know people see my picture on Facebook and like, wow, and I ain't bragging at myself, honey, because trust me, if I look like what I've been through, you'd be like, ooh, Jesus, talk about a makeover this year. But God has been good to me. I tell people, I'm 61 years old. And a lot of them don't believe it. And this ain't boasting. This is what God did. He gave me back some years, you know. And I tell them, look, don't stop praying for him. Don't give up, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to give up, because he knows the moment that he gives up, that we give up, that can get prayers through, he got them. My daughters kept praying for me. And then one day, it just got to a point where someone had put a gun to my head, and they pulled the trigger. And the bullet was lodged, and it didn't come out. Many instances, God saved me while I was out there. He protected me. Because why? God has a purpose and a plan for all of our lives. I'm here because of prayer and purpose. You may not know it while you're in your addiction, whatever that addiction may be, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex trafficking, whatever it is that the enemy has you involved in. Trust me, God don't miss a beat. He sees you, and he loves you. And it hurts him, yes. But sometimes we go through these avenues, and it's going to be a greater testimony to empower and inspire someone else to their God-given purpose. And that's what I want to do through Behind the Mask Ministry. I've had guests come and talk about domestic violence. I had a young lady on my show one time. She came, and she told us how she was abused by her boyfriend, kidnapped, put in a hotel, beat, raped, to the point where she had to jump out the front window, bloody, running down the street. He beat her till her eye came out of socket.
Wow.
This woman got the courage to come and share this with us at Behind the Mask Ministry. Now, I've never been beaten by my spouse, but certainly I suffered other abuses in that marriage. But I tell you, that purpose that that young lady has now is blessing someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So my family inspires me. They pray for me. My church family, they all prayed for me. So get a strong circle around you. I ain't talking about, you know, Cousin Nunu. No, I'm talking about get somebody who you know will check you when you're wrong, will support you even when you get to the worst of the worst in you, and who you know can pray for you, because prayer will change things in your life, I promise you.
Wow, that's awesome testimony. And we do want to talk about, once again, I just want to let our listeners know that our number here in studio is 619-924-0800 619-924-0800, and certainly you can call in and speak with us and shout us out if you so desire, or for a word of encouragement. So that is how you can reach us. Once again, our special guest from Behind the Mask Ministry today from Berkeley, California, is Minister Denise Stepney, and certainly she has a word for this season, for those of you that are hurting, those of you who have been scarred or are in a situation, in a low place in life, we challenge you to listen to her words of encouragement, and certainly, and to most importantly, hear the voice of the Lord. So we do want you to call in. We are going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about, we're going to change gears a little bit. So we just want you to stay tuned. We're going to listen to that song again that we played a little bit of it, Yolanda Adams. This is by request from our special guest, Still I Rise. And so she's going to tell us what that, when we come back, she's going to tell us what that exactly means to her. Stay tuned.
I'm not broken. but time will heal.
It brings me to tears. I promise you, I got tears in my eyes right now because it is my testimony. It is my testimony. And I want people to understand that we can hit some low places in our life. We really can. And because we're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that with a burning fire, remember, stuff is getting burnt up. It didn't disappear yet. All of it ain't gone. So that means that it's a daily struggle to overcome these obstacles that come in our way. But I know with Christ, I can do all things. Without him, I'm a hot mess. So I've been some places in my life that I consider my low places. And I think that I try to let people understand that everybody has a bottom. And I minister this to many women that come to Behind the Mask ministry. Unless you hit bottom, you're just going to continue in whatever you're doing. I can't tell you what your bottom was. Or is, or should be. I know what my bottom was when I was in my addiction. I stole something from my mom. Trust me, it broke my heart. But it's one thing about an addiction. You're no longer who you were. You're dealing with a spirit now. And that spirit has no rationale to it. That was my bottom. And that's when I said, God, help me. I was at my bottom. Like, seriously, I'm in a ditch, God, right now. And I need you. I feel like the dirt is being thrown over me. I'm suffocating in this mess that I've gotten myself in. Not realizing that the whole time that we're in this mess, God has his eye on us. He's called you to purpose. He's spoken a word over your life. He's sent it out, and that word must accomplish what he sent it to do. It can't return and say, well, she ain't listening. No. My word has gone out, and it shall, will accomplish what I sent it to do. So this song right here has special meaning to me because I rose, not on my own accord. No, it was because of the grace and the mercy of God that everything I've been through that I thought had no purpose had every purpose because God has called us to purpose.
Amen.
He let me and allowed me to go through those things. Did I say he wanted me to go through? No, but God gives us choices. Every day we wake up, honey, we get a do-over. But that do-over is to do better. I minister to kids at juvenile hall, and I told them, I said, look, right now God has you in a holding pattern. You're sitting in this jail cell. You have an opportunity now to do some thinking of what I could do better with my life, how I can make my parents proud. So now that you have this do-over, do better when you get out. And it starts right here. So that song right there says, still I rise, no matter what comes against me in this life. As long as I know that Christ is in my life and he's ahead of my life, I'm going to rise.
Right.
That's what that song means to me.
That is a blessing. And that's so well said. And as you said, God's word will not return unto him void. So
absolutely.
You talked about everyone has their bottom. And
yeah.
If I just want to, if I throw a word out there, if I was to say the word deliverance to you, what exactly?
Here you go.
I had to say it because, you know, some people say, you know, there is a, and this isn't for me or for you
mm-hmm.
or for our,
right.
it's for our listeners that are a little bit on the fence about things. And there is a school of thought that says, there's a lot of schools of thought. And one school of thought says that you can be saved, but not delivered. Your personal opinion of this.
Okay, now this is my personal opinion, and I'm not here to challenge anybody's, you know, thought process, but I know, I'm just going to use this analogy. I'm UPS. I'm coming to your door. I'm delivering you a package. That package is yours now. I take off and I go on about my business. To be delivered from something means that I'm no longer in bondage to it. I'm set free from it. Now, to say I'm delivered from something and to continue in that behavior, okay, then I need to ask myself, what was I delivered from? If you're in a boat and something happens and you fall into the water and I extend my hand to you and I pull you out, I've saved you from something, correct?
I'm listening. We're listening. The listeners are listening.
I've saved you from something now. You were drowning, like our lives. We were drowning. We were sinking in sin. God sent his son to die for us, to deliver us from that sin. That's like saying, put the handcuffs on me. I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to get out. But when I get out, I want you to put the handcuffs back on me. You're not delivered. You're still in bondage. Now, I'm just sharing my opinion about this. I'm not going to challenge anybody's thought process about once saved, always saved. Oh, I beg to differ.
Yeah, I didn't even say that. I didn't even mention that.
That's what you was.
But I wasn't. I didn't mention that.
Come on now. What saved always saved? No, there was a time that I was in the church and I was saved, but then I slid back and I went back out. So, if I went back out, am I still saved? What am I saved from if I'm still in my sin? No. Jesus came to save us from our sin, right? We were in it.
That's right.
And he came to save us from it. So,
and we thank God
other,
that.
Go ahead.
We thank God, like you said, you know, and we know that he's married to the backslider. So we thank God that, you know, in case there's somebody that's listening that it feels like, you know, okay, I got away that and I can't get back. You can come back, and you know, and
I
God
know.
Is
return
faithful.
To me, old backslider. Didn't he say it? I want you to return to me.
Yes,
and the beauty about that. Let me tell you this: the beauty about that is that even though I had backslid and went out in the world and started doing the drugs and everything, God never took his hand off of my life. Because had he done that, I would be dead. So he saw me even in my sin, even in the mess I was in. And what he was saying was, return to me, old backslider, return to me. He's always asking us to return to him. Always. I don't want anybody out there to get the thought process, oh, if I go out, then I'm done. No. God loves
right.
you. And he always is looking out for our best interest. But he always gives us a choice. Now, I chose to go back out. But did that mean God didn't love me anymore? Of course not. If he didn't love me, when that gun went off, I would be dead now. But he dispatched an angel from heaven, and the bullet didn't come out. It would have blew my brains out. So he loved me. He loved us in our sin, and he loves you more out of it.
That is totally a blessing, and we are grateful to God that you have done so much and you continue to work in kingdom work, and, you know, not for fame or fortune or glory, but, you know, it's all about souls, about helping the young people, as you said, ministering to those in prison, those that are, you know, struggling with habits and addictions and abusive relationships. So just for those of you that have just tuned in, we are listening to our special guest today is Minister Denise Stepney of Berkeley, California. And, you know, she's a blessing to the body of Christ. We're going to take a break, and she's going to come back and give her, because the hour goes by so fast, we want you to know that all our shows are archived. So immediately following the show, you can go back and listen if you perhaps missed something, because we have said a lot, and it's a lot to contain in 1 hour. But this song, Choice Need, says, kept by his grace. And we are recipients of God's grace and his mercy, and we thank God for God's grace. And Minister Denise is going to come back, and she's going to give us her final remarks, her conclusion, and she is going to pray for our listeners. Stay tuned. Kept by his grace. Choice Need.
If you cast by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands. Come on and clap those hands.
Oh, clap your hands.
And let the church say,
amen.
Because
oh,
he's been good.
He's been real good.
Nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that he cannot do. And we are grateful for that. Minister Denise, what would you like, besides what we've shared with Behind the Mask Ministry, about you? First of all, tell us, give us your church location. So, and you know, you did shout out your church and your bishop earlier, but give us your location for those that are in the area that would like to visit, or give us the information on how they can contact, you know, the ministry.
Sure. Our church is Bethlehem Temple Word of Faith Apostolic Church in Berkeley, California. The address is 1521 Derby Street, and our pastor is Bishop Marcus E. Burns. Me, you know, to share your testimony and you're in the Bay Area, or even if you, you know, feel like really being a blessing to the ministry and you'd like to come out here and be a part of Behind the Mask Ministry, you can contact me via Facebook, or also you can contact me through my Facebook page. Oh, that's right. You know, my Facebook page was hacked. My ministry page was hacked. But you can also, it was awful. The whole thing disappeared. That's okay, because I'll be putting up a new one.
We understand.
But they can also just contact me, inbox me at Facebook, and I'll get right back to them.
Okay. So once again, that's how you can, if you're in the Bay Area, stop by.
Yes.
And
please do.
When the Lord says the same, I'll get on that flight that lasts a few hours and goes to California.
Come on out here.
I will stop by. Yeah, cold weather is definitely an incentive. I look forward to we will fellowship at some point if the Lord says the same. So is there anybody you'd like to shout out?
I just like to shout out to my bishop. Also, I would like to give a shout out to a good friend of mine. His name is Pastor Eddie Pratt, and he runs a 500-bed homeless shelter, and he's a pastor there in Dallas, Texas. He's been a great inspiration to me. This brother is phenomenal, and he's been a real blessing in my life. So I like to shout him out. And my church folks and all those who support Behind the Mass Ministry. I have a wonderful staff that works with me, and they donate all the time that they give. They donate that to the ministry. That is their blessing to the ministry.
That's awesome. We do need – it always helps when you have people that support the vision and what God has given us. We certainly can do it better together. So, thank you for sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon. What would you like to say in conclusion to all our listeners?
What I'd like to say to everyone is just don't give up. Please don't. Keep praying for your family, whatever you're involved in. You know, God can bring you out. I'm a living testimony of what God can do. When I often tell people, yes, you see me now, but you didn't know me then. You see me as this, I ain't trying to brag, as this beautiful, voluptuous, gorgeous woman, but you didn't know me when I was a size 2 and walking the streets of Tracy, California, cracked out of my mind. And God's been good to me, so I tell everybody, I don't care what you're involved in, we serve an awesome God that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or think. And I'm a living, walking, breathing witness of that.
So once again, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We encourage you all to support the Behind the Mask ministry. If you have a testimony or something that you'd like to share, certainly reach out to Minister Denise and stop by the Bethlehem Church in Berkeley, California, if you are in the area. And let's continue to, if you didn't take anything else away from today's show, let's continue to lift each other up in prayer. I did post the scripture Jesus said in Luke 4:18-19, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And we thank God that someone is out there preaching the word of God to those that are brokenhearted, those that are down and out. And, you know, we need someone to encourage us, to pull us out sometimes. You know, how can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach unless they be sent? So we thank God for
Absolutely.
You, Minister Denise, and we pray God's
thank
blessing
you.
Upon your life and your ministry.
Can I give one scripture?
And... Go ahead.
One scripture that I feel is so essential for people to know, and it's in Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God has an expected end for all of us. For all of us. I'm nobody special. He doesn't love me any more than he loves you. Seek God for your purpose. Seek God for your purpose.
And we thank God for that script. That is one of my favorite scriptures. So
yeah.
It's so much in there. So it's almost that time. Once again, everyone listening every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Minister Denise, can you close us out in prayer?
Yes, I will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for this time and this opportunity, Lord God, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for opening these doors and these avenues that you're opening. But most of all, God, I pray today that I have said something, God, that will encourage someone to go the next step, the next moment, the next hour. I pray, God, that you would wrap your arms around them in love. Let them know, God, that you see purpose in them. Lord God, let them know that you love them, God. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would save, set free, and deliver them from everything and anything that is not like you. And we say thank you, Lord God, and we praise you in advance for what you're about to do in the lives of these people. To every listener, I thank you, God, that right now, even as we pray, that you are touching their hearts, that you are setting them free and delivering them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Again, thank you, Minister Denise Stepney.
You're
of
so
Berkeley,
welcome.
California. Thank you, Brother Marlon Townsend, for the connection. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
We have a few minutes, and we are just going to encourage you to remember the words that were said on today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And before we go, one final song, and you know I have to take you to church. So God bless you. Have a safe weekend. Traveling mercy to those that are traveling. And please don't forget to, if you can, make it to someone's church. He took me and made something beautiful out of my life. Reverend James Cleveland.
Don't ever ask the world.